We're on Kuf Beis Amid Beis. Gufa. Omrav Gidl Amarav. Kama Tanosim Ledincha Kach Vekach. Kama Tanosim Lebitcha Kach Vekach. Omdu Vekitchu Konu. Hein Hein Advorim Aniknim Bemira. So we said that Tanoim, that they don't have to make a Kenyan. And we'll see one second with the Hanoa that they get, that they believe each other, that creates a Gemiris Das, and that creates a Kenyan. So, Mistabra Milsa Durab Abito Nara. Omar Rava. Mistabra Milsa Durab Abito Nara. Mistabra that's talking where the father gets a benefit out of this by his daughter who's a Nara. The Komoti Hanol, the other, he gets a Kesef Kedushin. So, therefore, the Kenyan and the Hanol that he gets a Kesef Kedushin, he's Gomer and Makna, he commits himself to this Kenyan, even without a formal Kenyan. Avo Bogeres, Lomoti Hanoli Adelo, but a Bogeres, where she keeps the Kesef Kedushin, he doesn't get any monetary benefit from it. There, you need a Kenyan. Elohim, Omar Rav, Afila Bogeres, and the Halach is not like that. Elohim is a Lashon of Shavua. I swear that's not like that. Even a bogeres. Why? Dilo teima hachi. Because if you don't learn that the hanoa is not that he gets monetary benefit, but the hanoa is that each one believes the other one, right? Avi haben my hanoa asliyade. The father of the chosim, he doesn't get any hanoa. Right? What's he getting? Any monetary hanoa. Ela bahi hanoa de mechatni hadodi gamri umakni hadodi. The fact that they're getting married, right? That they're agreeing to become one family, the mechutamim, that in itself creates the gemiras das. Okay, Rashi. The komoti hanali yode kesef kedusha lovia. He gets a monetary benefit. He keeps the kesef kedusha, the father of anara, avi aben aviv shel chosin. Omer lei Ravina le Ravashi. Dvorim halolu nitnum likosiv alo nitnum likosiv. Let's say they want to write a shtar now, a shtar tanoim. Are they allowed to write that shtar or not? Omer lei lo nitnum likosiv. No, you can't write the shtar. Why not? Because you may come to collect from the shubadim, and it's not the kind of thing that you can collect from the shubadim, because really there was no kinyan. So since there was no Kenyan, the shtar is just a shtar raya, and therefore if you write it and sign it, people will think that it's a bona fide shtar, and you'll be able to collect from fields that were sold to collect this debt. And the halacha is you can't do that. Rashi. Likosev, nosnu chachomim ksiva ledover, imbo lahachtin edim, bedvarim halalu shein below Kenyan. Since here the commitment is without a Kenyan, are you allowed to record it in what appears to be a regular bona fide shtar? Morris says, lo nitnu likosiv, de lo litrov mishabde. No, you shouldn't come to collect from a shubodim. The kinyan de leka kinyan lo mishtabde nichsi. Since there's no kinyan, there is no shibud, and it looks like there is. Okay. So that's what he says the halacha is. Omer le lo nitnu likosiv, eistei. On that we ask the following. Hapikhin hayu kosnin amenasha ozunus bitcha chomeshonim kozman shatimi. Right? Our Mishnah says that the people who are pikeach used to write that accepting to support your daughter, my stepdaughter, for 5 years as long as you are with me. But if I should die, you should die, or I should divorce you, the chiyuv doesn't apply. And here also, it's something it's talking without a kinyan. Right, so without a Kenyan. So the Chorisa, you can write it. Amara says, my kosnin omrim doesn't mean you write it, it means that they say it. The korile la mira ksiva, does the Mishnah then call saying writing in? Yeah, we find, Vosnan, we have a Mishnah that says that hakosiv leishtok dinu dvorim ein li benichsayich. We have a Mishnah before, the person who writes to his wife that I have nothing to do with your nechosim, right? He absolves himself from the nechse malog. The Tani Reb Chiya ha'omer liishto, and Reb Chiya said it doesn't mean he wrote it; it means he said it. He didn't have to write it for it to take effect. Even saying it takes effect. So you see that the Mishnah can use the Lashon Ksiva and it only means Amira. Rashi. No Rashi. One. Toshma. Ein kosvin shitre erisin unesuin elamidashneyan. Right, if both of them agree, then you're allowed to write a shtar erisin and a shtar nesuin. The Gemara says, "Homi dashneim kosvin." Mashma, if they both agree, you could write it. And we said the reason you can't write and my lav shitre psikta shtar erisin means a tnoi. And we said you can't write it and sign it like a regular shtar since there is no kinyan. The way we make tnoiim, we make a kinyan. So Mela, it's what's it called? You could take it from Mishubadim. So we do write a shtar tnoiim. Because there's a kinyan also. But in the case where there is no kinyan, there you can't write it. So here's mashma, that a shtar erisin, a shtar psik, that you could write, if as long as they both agree. And according to the reason we said, even they both agree, it shouldn't help, because you may come to collect from Mishubadim. Mora says, lo, shitre erisin mamish. That it's talking about a shtar erisin, where the shtar is what you makadish with. Aisha niknas bekesef shtar ubiya, that's the shtar erisin. The Rav Papa Rav Shravia, like Rav Papa and Rav Shravia, the Itmar, Kosl Lishmo Vashalomi Daita, if you wrote the Shtar Erison, Lishem Ha'isha, right, because that's what we written the Shema, because we learn from Get, the Yotza Vahoisa, right, that it has to be like a Get's written the Shema, the Shtar Erison has to be the Shema, but you wrote the Shema Vashalomi Daita, she didn't know that you were writing it. Rabba Ravina Amri Mikudeshes, Rav Papa Rav Shravi Amri Mikudeshes. So Rabba and Ravina say you don't need the Das of the Isha to write the Shtar Erisin. It just has to be written the Shema. And Rav Papa and Rav Shravi say that it has to be written Midaita also. And therefore over here, that's what it means. Midashneim, if both of them know, you can write a Shtar that affects the Kedushin. But it's not talking about a Shtar Tanoi. Rashi. Shitrei Erisin Mamish Shtar Shemekadish Bo Asaisha. It says in the Shtar Hariat Mekudeshesli, right? And it's written the Shema, and what's it called? Hariat Mekudeshesli Kosei Bishtar Umoserla Vashmein and the Tzorich Lichtov Al Pia Kedra Papa Rav Shravia the Amri Kosei Shalom Idait and Mekudeshes. And this goes like Rav Shravia and Ravina that it has to be written Midaita. So therefore, if both of them know that it's being written, it can be written. But if both of them don't know, then it can't be written. But it's not talking about a shtar, what's it called, shtar psikta, tnoim. It's talking about the actual shtar that you make the kedushin with. Toshma, mesu, binosei nizonos minichosim minichorim, dehi nizonos minichosim mishubadim, bitnei shehi kabalas chov. Right? In the case where, what's it called, the person, the husband, agrees to support the stepdaughter, so there that's an extra tanai that he made, and that what's it called is collected from the chashim mishubadim. But the chiyuv to support his own daughters from his estate only can be from bnei chorin. Right? That's not what's it called the ein lochin mezonos habonos or whatever from the chashim mishubadim. So his own daughters only get from bnei chorin. But the agreement he made to support his stepdaughter, that you can take from the Chasim Meshubadim. So Mara says, Mashma over there, that he didn't make any kinyan. It's just a verbal agreement. So why are you allowed to take from the Chasim Meshubadim? Mara says, Chachamai Eskin, B'shekonam Yodo. Right? Where he made a kinyan. Made a kinyan, then he collect from Meshubadim. Mara says, Hachi Banos Nami, B'shekonu Lezu, V'lo Konu Lezu. By the regular daughters off, you made a kinyan, you should be able to collect from Mishubadim too. So Mara says, no, you made a kinyan on the stepdaughter, but not on the regular daughters. The regular daughters remained just a stam tanai ksuba, and therefore, what's it called, you can't collect from Mishubadim. Mara says, my poska, and why would the Mishnah mention that in either case, you don't have to make a kinyan. In one case, it's talking where you did make a kinyan, and the other one's talking where you didn't make a kinyan. Why didn't it say it across the board, either both the cases where you didn't make a kinyan or both where you made a kinyan? Where it says, E, the Havi Bishas Kinyan, Mahanilo, Kinyan, right? The stepdaughter, the woman came into the marriage with a stepdaughter. So she was there, so therefore there's a kinyan. Bonos, but when the woman gets married, she doesn't have children. So she didn't have daughters. Lo Havi Bishas Kinyan, Lo Mahanilo Kinyan. You can't make a kinyan if somebody's not here yet. So where it says, Milo Askinan, the Havi Bishas Kinyan. No, it's possible. What's it called? The Hechidami can go into Garsha Vahadra. He divorced her and remarried her, and she already had children. So then both the daughters and the stepdaughter are around. So why, again, isn't both talking with a Kenyan or both talking without a Kenyan? Why do you say the daughters is talking without a Kenyan? Therefore, it's only Bnei Chorin. And the stepdaughter, he made a Kenyan, that's why he can get Mishubadim. Right? Why would one be talking with a Kenyan, one without a Kenyan? Either say both cases, that they're both the same. Ela'i, the lesser B'tanai based in Mahani Lo Kenyan. Right? By her, there's no T'nai based in, you have to support your daughter, your stepdaughter. He accepted that on himself. So then he made a Kenyan. But Bonos the Isnu B'tanai Bezdin Lo Mahani Lo Kenyan. Since there's a T'nai Bezdin, you can't make a Kenyan on something that already is yours. Right? You can only make a Kenyan to make something yours. But here there's a T'nai Bezdin that he's Chayev already. He can't even Chayev himself more with a Kenyan. Mar says, Migra Gari? It's worse because of the T'nai Bezdin. It's not his yet, and you can't strengthen it with a Kenyan. Ela Benosov, Hainu Taima, Kivin Di Isnu B'tanai Bezdin, Eimar Tzrori As the Sinu. Since there's a T'nai Bezdin, we're afraid that maybe before he died, he gave an advance, Tzrori. And now he doesn't owe it, the estate doesn't owe it. So therefore you can't collect from Mishubadin. Mashenkin, where there is no T'nai Bezdin, we're not afraid, he gave an advance. Because it's only his word. So he's not going to give an advance on that to begin with. And therefore, what's it called? We're not afraid, and therefore you can collect from Mishubadin. Rashi. Shehi Kibalashov, the Elo the Nikita Shtar Mitarfin Mishabde. Right? Lechora, if there's no star, how can you get and Masha, what's it called? They wrote a star. So you see you could write a star for what's it called? For something that is without a Kenyan. Mar says, my Pascha bit me. Mar says, no, you made a Kenyan for the stepdaughter, but you didn't make a Kenyan for the daughters. Mar says, Bitmiya, the chi dover posiku the chachomim shikonim lebaso isha v'lolu bonos. Right, that the Mishnah should just say stam. It's talking in a case where you made the Kenyan for the stepdaughter, but not for the bonos. Why would that be the standard case? Right, shishonu stam the Mishnah benosem nizonos mnechorin the hini zonos meshubadim. Why would it say that halacha and assume that it's talking where you made a Kenyan for the stepdaughter and not for the daughters? Why assume that? Right? Maybe you made a Kenyan for both, or didn't make a Kenyan for either. If the halacha is the same, if you made a Kenyan, or if you didn't make a Kenyan, then tell me the halacha across the board. Don't tell me, well, this one's talking where you made a Kenyan, so you didn't make a Kenyan, and tell me that the halacha is different. Milo askinan, the chiev shishu afa bonus b'shaskinan. Someone says, no, because the daughters don't exist when you got married. That's not true. You can have daughters already when you're married if it's a remarriage. Kigon de Gorsha Vahadra, the cause of Lohatsnoi Malolo. In the second marriage, he married her a second time, they already had daughters and he made the Kenyan. Vafilu Hachi, Tnan Stama, Benoseam Nizonos, and Nechorim, Velom Mishubadim. And still it says Stam, Mashma, that even if you made a Kenyan, it won't help. Versus B'tanai Bezdin, B'nan Nukvan Dehavin Lechem Minoi, right? It's a T'nai Bezdin that even if you don't write it in the Ksuba, it takes effect. The Rabbanan were Mesakin that any daughters that you have from this woman get support from the estate until they get married. Migrigori Bitmia, right? Because they have a T'nai Bezdin, that's why you can't, what's it called, make it stronger with a Kenyan and they get Mishubadim. Shmar says no. There's a reason. Because since it's a T'nai Bezdin, it's such a chiyuv that we're afraid that maybe when he was alive, he gave them money as an advance. And now he doesn't owe that, so you can't take it from the estate. And because we're afraid of that, you can't collect from the kuchos. But by his stepdaughter, there's no T'nai Bezdin. He was mechayev himself on his own. So we're not afraid that he gave an advance on that, and therefore you can collect from the kuchos. Tzrori atasinu lifnei moso moser lehem tzroros ksofen mizonoseim. Maybe he gave them an advance on their mizonos, and therefore he doesn't owe them. He can't take it from the estate. And memela, what's it called? We're afraid that if you'll go and collect it from mishubadim, you're going to hurt the lekuchos shelo kedin. Therefore, you can't collect from mishubadim. But for his own stepdaughter, There, there's no Tanai Beis Din. We're not afraid that he gave in advance, and therefore you can collect from Meshubadim.